Network. I am your host. This is Fierce Manson. It is August the 6th, 2021, 3:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 4:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Yes, indeed. Now, you all know that the Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks the girl's socks off. Yes, I must push it up to the ATL. Yes, at all times. Listen, I must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. Yes, they are based in Africa, Southwest and North Africa. They are the hardest-working team. Yes, they are. I do appreciate them and must say thank you to them as well. I do have members that is in Germany, the UK, and India, and China. Also, I want you guys to follow the show. If you haven't followed us yet, please do follow the Fierce Female Network on iHeartRadio. When you get to iHeartRadio.com, there is a search tool in the upper right-hand corner of your screens, your laptop, your desktop, and your mobile devices. When you see the little magnifying glass, just type in the Fierce Female. The show will come up for you and click follow, follow, follow. If you will, please do me just a small little favor, if you will. I would greatly appreciate it if you go over to Facebook.com and follow the Fierce Female Network on Facebook. Just click on like or follow. I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you so kindly. Now, listen, I have a really important guest on this afternoon. Her name is Brenda Mertes. Brenda Mertes, M-E-R-T-E-S. And we're going to talk about her organization. It is a non-for-profit organization. We're going to discuss it and talk about what it is and what she does. It starts in Angels. It's a non-profit patient advocacy organization that's based in Houston, Texas. I'm going to take a short little break and come back, and I'm going to speak with Ms. Brenda. Now, listen, I got a little music for you. I want you to take a listen to this music. You're going to enjoy it and love it. This is Breaking the Rules by Nicole Marie. Now, you all know, I hope my engineer didn't leave the building. My engineer is Chanel. You know, we've been having some little technical difficulties. Chanel likes to get up and leave the building. We had an agreement that I would pay her $1.75 per hour. I know you guys are probably thinking, well, you would get up and leave the building as well if somebody was paying you $1.75. But we agreed upon that. So I have to find Miss Chanel. We got to take a break. I have some music that I want to put in you guys' ear. And I have a really important guest that's coming up on today, Miss Brenda. She hasn't arrived as yet, but she will be here momentarily. I'm going to get some music for you by Nicole. This is a really an awesome song. You're going to love it. It's an awesome song. You're going to really, really enjoy it. It's called Breaking All the Rules. And so I'm going to tune it up for you. I'm going to let you enjoy some really great music. And I want you to learn all about this organization. Yes, it's a non-for-profit organization. It's some really important stuff. So I want you guys to really stay tuned. Stay tuned. Yes, yes, yes. Don't go nowhere. I want y'all to learn about the organization. Hold on now.
Said he wasn't gonna feel no shame or guilt about it. Thinking about leaving, keeping him up at night. Then he took the band of gold right off. I wanna be yours even if it's just for tonight. It was a moment.
All right. That song was Tequila and Whiskey. And I do have my guest who's going to talk to us about her foundation, her non-for-profit foundation. Her name is Brenda Mertiz. Brenda Mertiz. I'm going to give her one moment. She's getting prepared and ready. But she's going to be talking to us about Stars and Angels, which is a non-profit patient advocacy organization that's based in Houston, Texas. All right. While she prepares herself, I'm going to get a little music here. That's going to be Nicole Marie, which I promised you earlier. Network. I am your host, Fierce Manson. My guest on today is Brenda Mertiz. She's going to talk to us about Stars and Angels, which is a not-for-profit patient advocacy organization, which is based in Houston, Texas. Good afternoon, Ms. Brenda. How are you?
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. Now, I do want to listen to the audience to get some information in regard to your not-for-profit organization. And so tell us a little bit about Stars and Angels, why it was set up, and what your goals are with the organization.
Sure. In 2015, my son was born, and that threw me into this world of medical expenses, procedures, and just generally this issue that I had no idea anything about, none of the terms, none of what it involved, and that was so stressful for me. The birth defect is congenital diaphragmatic hernia, which I call it CDH. A lot of people call it CDH. And my goal after going through that was to help alleviate some of these financial and emotional issues for other families through grants and care packages and helping provide just whatever we can provide that will alleviate that stress.
Okay. Now, I do want to ask a few questions about the organization. When it comes to helping other families, a lot of individuals may not be aware of CDH, what it is and how it affects the child. Can you kind of guide us a little bit and tell us what are some of the symptoms? How does it affect the child? First of all, can we break it down just a little bit as far as explaining what CDH is?
Definitely. CDH is a life-threatening birth defect and is actually often fatal even. It occurs in every 1 in 2,500 live births. So it's relatively rare. And it is a birth defect in which the diaphragm does not fully form, which leaves an opening for abdominal organs to move into a baby's chest cavity. And that causes so many other issues. It can cause a heart defect. It causes the lungs to be underdeveloped. and it pushes on the spine, which can cause scoliosis and many other problems. So when a baby is born with CDH, they're often not able to breathe on their own, which means they have to be on something such as an ECMO machine, which functions like a lung bypass machine, or just regular high-flow oxygen. And they often also have very long intensive care unit stays, sometimes up to a year. And this birth defect for survivors lasts their entire lifetime.
Wow. You know, when I first came across this information, I was not aware and not familiar with CDH. So I didn't know what it was. I wasn't aware of the statistics as far as live births and how many children, you know, per se, per capita is affected or diagnosed with this type of, you know, birth defect.
Absolutely. It is considered rare, and about 50% of those diagnosed with this actually don't survive, unfortunately.
Okay. And so you said you had your son, was it?
Yes.
And so
my son is actually, sorry.
Oh, go right ahead.
My son is actually fortunately a survivor. He's now 5 and he's doing relatively well, but for many families that's not the case. And, you know, they need the help of grants and medical equipment and such that CDH, STARS, and ANGELS provides.
Okay. And so with the organization, how do individuals reach out to you for help? You know, if the family is affected, their child is affected with the birth defect, how do they reach out to you? How would they find help? Because if they have a child that has a birth defect and they're looking for help and assistance, how would they find your organization and reach out to you?
We do have a lot of sites. We're on social media, Facebook and Twitter. But also we have our website, our main website, which is cdhstarsandangels.org. And we have a request for assistance tab that families needing help can click and request assistance through our form.
Okay. And let me ask you, how long has CDH Stars and Angels been in operation?
Been in operation for about 3 years now.
Okay.
And we are still relatively new.
Okay. And about how many requests do you get per year in regards to assistance? How many families reach out to you?
We currently have 3,500 members, and those are all families. And I would say about a little over half of those, maybe about 60 to 70% of those reach out for help yearly. Especially since this is an ongoing problem, it doesn't really end with one grant or one piece of medical equipment provided. So they continuously reach out. And I would say probably over 400 people request assistance yearly.
Okay. So I see by the numbers that there is a large number of families that is affected by CDH. And let me ask you, in terms of partnerships, do you have partners in place, different companies or corporations that partner with you to help out, maybe angel partners or something of that nature?
We do. We have been fortunate to find partners such as the Children's Sunshine Foundation that helps us provide a home away from home for CDH families having to travel across the country for specialized treatment. And that provides them a place to stay for longer than 30 days while they seek care. And then we also have a partnership with the Angel Gowns of West New York, and they provide the infant burial gowns we use for families who have lost their child to this birth defect.
Wow. So it does sound like you're really making an impact and you're making a big difference. And this organization is really needed. And I do see that a lot of families do need the assistance and they are reaching out to you. And as you stated, it's an ongoing need that families do have because it is a birth defect. Of course, it's not going away and they do need assistance ongoing assistance. And it's great that you are in place in Houston, Texas, and that families can reach out to you and receive that assistance.
Thank you. We do help families globally. We've helped many families in the Philippines as well and the United Kingdom. So we help families all over the world. And there are a lot of families that always need the help. They always need medical equipment. They always need some help with travel expenses and ongoing medical expenses because CDH is lifelong.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And let me ask just for those that's tuning in and listening in by way of iHeartRadio, I do appreciate you tuning in to the Fierce Female Network to listen. I do appreciate you following the show. And so those who are tuning in and listening, let me ask you, what type, I heard you mention a little bit earlier about different medical devices. What type of devices do they need to assist them on their daily basis?
Many of the survivors will go home on oxygen or feeding tubes. So we help with that. And many of that is G-tubes and NG tubes. And then we help with pediatric pulse oximeters and Owlet Smart Socks, which help families monitor their child's breathing throughout the night, which can be stressful when you take a CDH survivor home and you don't have all of the beeping monitors and the nurses around to tell you something's wrong. So they often need these pediatric pulse oximeters and equipment such as that just to kind of help them through.
Yes. You know, I was saying, listening to the information that you're providing us with, and I was thinking about support group. Now, does your organization have support groups in place where, because I'm pretty sure parents need support, someone to, you know, just talk to about what they're going through on a daily basis that can kind of give them support, you know, and encouragement and inspiration to help them to make it through their struggles that they're going through and the different challenges.
Absolutely. It's so important for these families to reach out and connect with other people going through this same thing and who understand in a place where that they can ask questions. And we do have an online support group currently on Facebook. It's only on Facebook for now, and that is called CDH Stars and Angels, and then in parentheses, Congenital Diaphragmatic Hernia Support.
And can you give it out once again?
It is CDH Stars and Angels, and then in parentheses, it will say Congenital Diaphragmatic Hernia Support.
Okay, thank you. And how can anyone reach you if they wanted to reach out to you by email or the website, if they have questions, maybe someone is needing support or assistance, how can they reach out to you?
They can always go through our main website, cdhstarsandangels.org. Also, though, that they can email my main email, bmertes, M-E-R-T-E-S, at cdhstarsandangels.org. And those are the two main ways to contact us currently.
And let me ask you, I know that with this lifelong birth, it is lifelong and is a challenge for a child. And let me ask you, individuals that may perhaps want to get involved to help out, maybe they are not, maybe their family is not experienced it, but maybe they want to get involved and help other families, how can they get involved and help in that way?
That would be terrific if anyone does want to help. We're always looking for volunteers, and they don't have to be affected by CDH, of course, to help. And we would be so grateful for that. And they could contact the email bmertes at cdhstarsandangels.org or go to our website and contact us through there for that. And we would be so grateful for that.
You know, I'm on the website, and I don't, you know, this is really serious business. This is really serious business. And it's really surprising to me because I'm learning as I'm speaking with you and you're giving the information because I wasn't aware, as you stated earlier, it is a rare birth defect. And I'm looking at the machines. This looks really massive. I mean, this is really, really, this is serious. This is really, really serious. And I want to appeal to anyone that's listening in to go to her website. I really do want you to take a look and make yourselves aware and educate yourselves and be informed. And so once again, the website is cdhstarsandangels.org. Anytime that I come across someone that has information when it concerns our health, you know, I'm such a huge advocate when it comes to health issues. You know, I have to be because I have been through a lot in my lifetime. I've had scoliosis, which is really not life-threatening, of course. It's curvature of the spine. But when it comes to things of strokes at the brain and aneurysm, I have been through those things. And so I know what it's like when there's a challenge and a problem with breathing, a challenge with walking, a challenge with talking, writing, and all those things. So I do understand when things challenge our health. And so I want to appeal to anyone that's listening right now. I want you to go to her website. Please educate yourself. Please do. I want you to be informed. Once again, the website is cdhstarsandangels.org. And so if your family is not affected, your child is not affected, you still can get involved. You can get involved. You can reach out. You can show your support. $10, $20, $50, $100. You can always do something. I'm a big person about doing something. My motto is I live by this every single day. If I can help someone within 24 hours in a day, I have done my job. And so I am saying to you, make it your business. Make it your business to help families, to reach out. Even a small amount always helps when someone is in need. $20, $30, $50 can make a huge difference, a huge impact in a small child's life. Children, you know, we have to take care of our children. I always say children, babies, and seniors. Take care of our babies and our seniors, because those are the two age groups that we must care about our babies and our seniors. And so I'm really huge and compassionate when it comes to issues like that.
We are so grateful, and you are absolutely correct. We do need to take care of especially those age groups, and that this affects so many people, but especially babies. You know, it starts off at birth. It is a birth defect, and anything does help. We would greatly appreciate anything, because absolutely anything does help.
Yes. Do you have any other information that you do want to give out to the listening audience right now in regard to the organization, nonprofit organization, or when it comes to reaching out to families, getting involved, or resources for families?
We could be found online on Twitter and Facebook and through our main website. A lot of it is through our main website, which we absolutely encourage people to visit, even to just educate yourself on this birth defect, because it is massive and people do need to know about it. It's considered rare by definition, but it can happen to anyone. And it's important to be prepared for that, and also to be aware of how to cope if another loved one is affected by this and how to best support them. And so going to our website and just educating yourself on that would be a great help.
And also, I do want individuals to know, if you are affected, her organization does have Welcome Home Warrior packages. Can you give us a little information about the Welcome Home Warrior? I like that, the Welcome Home Warrior. Can you tell us a little bit about those packages?
Definitely. We have care packages tailored to the specific needs of a family. And so we have our Welcome Home Warrior package. And what that is basically baby essentials, baby bottles, diapers, things such as that. Because when a family learns about this birth defect before they even give birth and they're prepared for this to happen, then they're not having baby showers. They're afraid to have baby showers sometimes, and then they don't have all of the supplies they need when they get home. And so our Welcome Home Warrior package specifically provides those baby essentials for when their newborn is able to come home, and then they're better prepared.
You know, and I do want to mention, I got to say this, because I want individuals, listen, she is having her first fundraiser, CDH fundraiser cruise. And so I want you to give us a little information. We are running out of time, but I do want you to share with individuals and families about the cruise that you're having in June of 2022.
Yes, anyone is welcome on that cruise. And we are excited to meet everybody, CDH families and people who aren't affected. Anyone is invited. And we will just have a blast on the ship. We will be having a brief meeting where we do tell everybody exactly what this defect is about. And then we will have dinners together in the evening on the cruise and most likely go on some excursions together if anyone is able to do that. And we look forward to anyone who can join us on that. If you can go on our website, on our main page, we do have our link to join the group to find out even more information about that cruise.
Wonderful. And one last question. We have just about 1 minute left in the episode. Now, if someone wanted to send you something, if they're the physical address, if they maybe wanted to send, I don't know, maybe a year's supply of diapers to your organization, how would they go about doing that? Or do you prefer that they go on the website and click and make a donation? What would be the best route for them to do that?
It is preferable that they go on our website and they do click. If they click get involved, they can see a list of numerous ways they can help through SmileAmazon.com and through GiveTide. It's an iPhone app that people can download and donate their spare change. And all of that can go to those things. Or, of course, they can email me at bmurtis@cdhstarsandangels.org, and I can further direct them from there.
Wonderful. Listen, everyone that is listening in, I do want you to get involved. Get involved, get involved, get involved. You know what? Because whatever affects one family, it affects us all. And that's just the way that I think. Whatever affects my neighbor affects me, you know, and that's just the way I feel about it. We're supposed to help one another. We should. We really should. It's the human way is, you know, being able to help one another. So listen, get involved, get involved, get involved, get involved. I just believe in getting involved and help one another. So listen, the website, again, if you wasn't prepared earlier and you have your pen and your paper out right now, that website, again, is cdhstarsandangels.org. She is doing a beautiful thing, a beautiful thing, a beautiful thing. And she's touching lives. She's changing lives. She's helping. She's assisting, and that is wonderful. And so she's the angel. She's really an angel, God's angel on earth. And it's a blessing that you started the non-for-profit patient advocacy organization. And it's a blessing to so many families, and you're really an angel on earth.
Thank you. That means the world to me. And I know to every one of these families, we deeply appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Did you have any closing remarks before we end this particular broadcast?
Just please, if you're listening, please educate yourself on this at the very least, and anything would help. We could use volunteers, but anything you can do to even learn about this defect would be very appreciated.
Well, Ms. Brenda, I do appreciate you coming on the air and coming on the show at iHeartRadio. I do appreciate it so very much. And what I do leave a post on my Facebook page, and so this will be one of the ways to help individuals to find the organization. I will leave it on Facebook as well as Instagram and tag you so that you know that information is out there. And I really do appreciate you sharing it and educating me as well, because I was not aware. And so now that I am aware, I can get involved and do something as far as leaving that information on social media so that more people can be aware and educate themselves. Because one person can always touch the next person and let them know that they need to educate themselves about it.
Of course. Thank you for educating yourself on this, for visiting our website, and for your support. And thank you for having me on the show.
You're more than welcome. So, guys, I do want you to know this is a very serious matter, and I do want you to get involved. I do want you to educate yourself. We cannot say it enough. We can't say it enough. If you're just now coming into the show, I want you to listen. You can always listen on demand. This show is available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, always, always available. You can always listen on demand. So if you just are tuning in just now, you can catch the beginning of this show. Go and catch the beginning, iHeartRadio.com. Type in the search tool. The Fierce comes up. You can follow to stay aware of all the shows that's being scheduled, and you can get notifications all the time. Now listen. This show is going to be on Facebook.com. Facebook.com. Use the keyword, The Fierce Female. Pull the page up. Tell your family members. Tell everyone about it. Go to the page. Educate yourself to find out about CDH. Listen, and give $5, give $10. We all have something. Listen, we all have something that we can give. We really do. I just know that we all do. Even if you have a dollar, give. When you give and you help someone else, God blesses you back. And I know that. I believe it, and I've seen it in my own life. So when you give $5, $10, $20, $50. If you can afford to give $100, give. Listen, you won't miss it because God has more. God has more, and God will give it back to you. And I truly, truly believe that 100%. Give. If you can afford to give $100, $150, give. You won't miss it. You won't even know it's gone because by the time you give and sow it into someone's life that needs it, God will give it back to you because we have that kind of God. He's going to help us. As we help one another, God will help us. And I am out of time. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Fierce Female Network. I really
you motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.